You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We'll get to the sports in a moment, but first, a long-distance dedication.
Karen in Kansas writes, "Dear Casey, when I was 16 years old, I fell in love with Brett. He was my first kiss. He was my first love. He was my first everything. Then one day, Brett told me that his feelings for me were feelings of friendship, not love. I was shattered. For months, Brett told me he just wanted to be friends. So I tried to be the best friend I could. Then I noticed that Brett would get really angry when I was with other guys, even though he was the one who said we should be friends in the first place. Brett moved to Ohio. I didn't hear from him for a long time. Then, one day, I received a letter in the mail from his family, telling me he'd died in a dirt bike accident. I cried all week. I went to the funeral. It was about 25 minutes outside Canton. Will you please play These Dreams by Heart?"
Thank you, Casey. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin had his season-ending presser yesterday. Tomlin talked about having to overcome adversity, not just this season, but obviously in the future.
"Thank you guys for coming out today. This won't be long. This will be brief. Adversity. You got to look adversity in the face when adversity arises. Adversity might arise and it might not. But when it comes, you better be damn sure that you answer that bell. The bell doesn't ring, call over somebody and make sure that your bell is working."
Absolutely. Words to live by. Tomlin also talking about how he's going to miss Ben Roethlisberger now that Big Ben's retiring.
"I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss walking into the locker room and telling him, take off your rear protector. And he telling me, coach, I don't even got on the rear protector. This is how I'm built. I'm going to miss him."
Yeah.
"Questions."
Yep. So then he starts taking questions, and one of the questions was, "What are you looking for in the new quarterback? Describe the new quarterback, whoever that is. We don't know who it is yet, but what do you expect out of this new quarterback?"
"His standard has to clearly be an objective goal, and it has to be team orchestrated, and chemistry has to come from within."
There you go. Right, Mike Tomlin. You. Or somebody that sounds like him.
Thank you.
Yesterday, the boss, not Bruce Springsteen, but my boss, Mike Beck, sent me over a text because he thought this was interesting. The text basically was about how Tom Brady is now older than every opposing NFL head coach that's remaining in the playoffs in the NFC. So it's really just three guys, the opposing teams, Shanahan, McVay, and LaFleur. They're still in the playoffs. He's older. Well, then I shot back a better stat. You ready for this? Most playoff wins for a franchise. The New England Patriots leader in the clubhouse, 37. Green Bay Packers and Pittsburgh Steelers, most playoff wins. They come in right behind the Patriots. They have 36.
Yeah. All right.
Then the Dallas Cowboys, most of that from yesteryear. The Dallas Cowboys, they're tied with Tom Brady. Each of them have 35 postseason victories. That's pretty incredible when you think about it. Unbelievable.
One person.
Woo. Rachelle Ryan, one of your favorite porn stars, Rick, she's back in the news.
Fantastic.
And she wants everybody to know that there's a Patriots player that was bugging her, wanted to hook up, wanted her to fly to Boston.
Yeah.
She hasn't outed the guy, but she has got him to stop. She tweeted out, "This player on the Patriots keeps messaging me to fly out to Boston. I obviously told him no. He still keeps pressing it, so I had to remind him that the Pats gave up 47 points to the Bills, and they didn't even punt, and this clown plays defense."
Right. Oh, my.
She just, that was a burn. He finally, she then tweeted out, he finally stopped messaging her. But she wants everybody to know that there is an NFL player right now that she would enjoy the meeting.
Yes.
Being with in a special way.
Yeah.
As her special friend. Mm-hmm. And that would be Joe Burrow of Cincinnati.
Really?
Cincinnati Bengals. Because, you know, with a name like Burrow, you know, you can bury that.
He
can go deep.
She
actually has made news in Virginia because she attended a Halloween party not long ago for the VCU baseball team. The VCU baseball team ending their six-year NCAA tournament drought. She took all the credit for ending the drought because apparently she was able to loosen those guys up and they were able to, you know, just get it done.
That's good to know.
Yes. In NBA action, just a couple of games on the schedule. The Timberwolves knocked off the Knicks. Golden State beat the Pistons in college hoops. Effing Duke lost to Florida State in overtime, 79-78. Just needed them to win on the money line, a-holes.
Yeah.
Miami beat UNC 85-57. Richmond, the Spiders, with a win over Fordham, FU, 83-70. Davidson top VCU. There's VCU again. The Capitals on the ice in Winnipeg beat the Jets 4-3 in overtime. The Hurricanes crushed the Bruins 7-1. Tampa Bay Lightning, they just keep on winning. They beat the LA Kings 6-4. And the Slanders. Oh, that's got to be a typo.
Sorry?
The Islanders.
Oh.
That's got to be the Islanders. The New York Slanders.
The New York Slanders.
Top the Flyers 4-3 in a shootout.
Good to know.
Here's your what?
Fun fact.
Here's your effing.
Here's your fun fact.
Fun fact, you say.
Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen's first top 10 hit was originally written for the Ramones, but after writing the song, Bruce's manager advised him to keep it for himself.
That song, released in 1980, was from the album called The River, and it went all the way to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's the Boss with Hungry Heart.
Two things. One, you hit the post perfectly. Yeah, he came in right. Great job. And two, I cannot imagine the Ramones singing the song. But it was written for the Ramones.
Well, it wouldn't have been rhythmic like this.
No, it wouldn't have been.
It would have been more frenetic.
Yeah.
But it is about, it's counter. I mean, the guy leaves.
Yes.
It is caught up. CBGBs.
Yes.
It could be.
But, crazy. Yeah. I read that this morning. I was like, holy cow.
That's amazing, dude.
Yep.